We have a question from Catherine in Arizona, and she wants to know what is the best way to test for vitamin E deficiency and what is the average cost for the test, if you know that.
Yeah, so a blood test. And this isn't, you know, even in human medicine, this isn't something that's routinely screened for. So if you get a regular blood work on your horse, which should be a complete blood count of serum chemistry, we actually don't measure vitamins on that. So it's a specific test you need to request itself, but it's just a blood sample. So your vet can come out and take that. And there's a few different labs that'll run that. The average cost, you know, depending on the vet clinic, probably somewhere in the $40 to $60 range for a sample. So if you think about how much money we all spend in supplements, I would argue that checking levels, you know, once a year, twice a year, especially if you don't have pasture and you're directly supplementing, it's not a bad idea. And I actually had someone ask me at a meeting, they said, you know, should I do this every year I do a Coggins? Should I just check it? And I said, well, it's actually not a bad idea. You know, you take serum for Coggins, you take the same sample for vitamin E. So I do it on my own horses. I mean, I live in California. They don't have any pasture. You know, I supplement them and I'm checking them every 6 months. And sometimes I need to change the dosing. And that's the only way to know.
So if you test your horse for it and they're fine for that test,
I stay the course.
Do you need to do it again in the future? Do you need to keep testing annually or can you go, ah, my horse is fine, one less thing to worry about?
Yeah, I mean, if the horses, I've tested mine now, it's always good when you have your own horses as your own research samples. So I test mine probably every 6 months and their supplementation's been pretty constant. And it's interesting because they do fluctuate a little bit, but they've stayed within the range. So I probably could go to once a year, you know what I mean? Or even every 2 years if I didn't change anything. I just, when you study this, right, you're paranoid about everything. So I think I probably check them more than most people. But if they're stable, you can. I think the other really important point, though, is that, you know, I own two horses and they need a different dose on their supplements. The same supplement dose doesn't work for both of them. So the individual variation is tremendous. I mean, even in our studies that we've done here, I'll have some horses that you give them just a little bit and their levels go way up. And then another horse that's going to take three times that dose. And the same thing's true in people. There's all these genetic, you know, changes that account for how well you absorb and transport vitamins. And I think the same's true in horses. So it has to be individual, which can make it really tough on big farms. And I understand that. Sometimes you can just get a random sample and see what it looks like if you have a widespread deficiency. But if you own individual horses, I would say it's worth it to do each one.